This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, sponsored by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group are huge supporters of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They have the first foursome in the next event on July 28th at Wentworth, and I've gotten to know the guys at Brandon Legal Group, actually meeting them in a big charity golf tournament in Brandon a couple months back. We've been talking and playing golf ever since. I'm comfortable in telling you from a legal standpoint, and we all have those moments in our life where something comes up and we don't necessarily know where to turn for that first call, that first step. It could be something with your car. It could be something with in your home, or it could be something where you feel the law is on your side and you've been wronged. In that case, consider calling Brandon Legal Group with that first call, with that first question. I've gotten to know a number of people at Brandon Legal Group, and I feel comfortable giving you their phone number for when you need it. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Keep in mind, Brandon Legal Group does not just service Brandon. You do not need to work or live in Brandon to reach out to Brandon Legal Group. They are helping people throughout the greater Tampa Bay area, and they are a full service law firm. So whatever your question is, no matter what type of law it may involve, they're a good first phone call. 844-4-BLG-4ME. And if you play in the next golf tournament and you want to meet some of the guys in person, just let me know. Then when you call, you'll even know somebody to ask for because you've already met them. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4ME. Mention my golf tournament. It is now on sale. As promised from the last event, the last event was the most expensive event I've ever hosted of any of the 14, which was a significantly lower price and still more bang for the buck than most similar tournaments you will play in. But I said I would bring the price way down for the summer event, and I did, even further than I promised. It is $59 per player, and that includes your lunch. $59 per player. We are at Wentworth Golf Club, first time at an Ace Golf property, working with a very talented, caring general manager, respected in Jesse Pratt, and I'm going to set up Wentworth Golf Club so every hole plays as a par four. There are nine that always play as a par four, and then I'll change the other nine holes to par fours. So the creativity, the uniqueness of the format, the bang for the buck, we start on time, you do not hit your range balls off mats at my events. All these little things that at other events where you pay more to play that you don't get, you get with me on the Todd Wright Tour. It is Todd Wright Tour 15XV. 10 foursomes were gone within 24 hours of the live online sale. This event will, like many before, sell out, and sales are brisk. If you would like to play, email me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, or just go buy it. Don't ask me, hey, is it still available? It's the one question I don't want to answer, because all you got to do is go on to joebucksfan.com/golf, look for Todd Wright Tour XV. Scroll down to where you can see that you can buy an individual spot, a twosome, a threesome, or a foursome. If you can put it in a cart and you can pay for it, guess what? It's available. It's just like buying Oreos on a public shelf. If you see Oreos sitting on a shelf, you don't go to the rep at Publix and say, hey, are there Oreos still available? It's the same way with golf tournaments, the way I sell them. Go online, buy it. When it's sold out, it'll say sold out. Might want to hustle on this one. People are taking advantage of the value of it being a $59 summertime event. July 28th at Wentworth. Email me for any additional questions. If you ask me if the golf tournament is still available, I might ask you something you don't like because you're messing with me, and I'll mess with you back. July 28th, Wentworth Golf Club, Todd Wright Tour XV. Again, I will convert the golf course. Wentworth is normally a par 71. So I'm going to convert nine of the par fours, nine of the holes that are not par fours, and they will play as par fours in my event. How? You're not going to know that unless you play. All right. Also, speaking of the email, that's my golf email for golf questions. By the way, also, if you play golf in the state of Florida and you want to ask me if I've played a course and what I think of it or why I haven't played a course, I've now played 174 different golf courses in the state of Florida. I haven't met anyone yet who's played more, and that includes Ginsella. So if you have any just casual round questions about golf courses in the state of Florida, and I've got a lot of working knowledge of the I-4 corridor and I-75 down through Fort Myers now, as I'm clicking off more and more of those golf courses these days. So feel free to ask me, email me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. It's fine. Also, I'll answer any questions you have about the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, which I visit regularly in Alabama. Perhaps the best collection of public golf courses in any state, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail in Alabama. The courses, the customer service, the overall experience, the affordability as well. You can ask me about that. Now I want to ask you guys something. The fantasy football email, of course, is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I try to make my emails easy for you guys to remember. If you have a golf question, it's toddwrightgolf@gmail. If you have a football question, it's toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I am considering modifying the league I commission to a 2-quarterback league. I am considering it. In the end, I would probably put it to a vote of the owners, and my vote would break the tie. For those of you that play in 2-quarterback leagues, let me know the pros and cons of it. If you have played in a 2-quarterback league and didn't like it, tell me why. If you currently play in a 2-quarterback league, tell me what you like about it. I'd like to get some feedback from you guys. So anything involving 2-quarterback league, send me your thoughts, good or bad. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Why am I considering modifying my league to a 2-quarterback league? Well, first of all, we're only 10 owners as of right now. So we're a smaller league. I like being smaller because we're a good group. We all know each other. We all either play golf together or we get together and watch a football game together or have dinner or lunch together. We know each other. And you know that's fun in fantasy football. Being a smaller league allows for players to be available on waivers when you need somebody. Maybe not a star player, but there's someone there. I've played in big leagues, 14, 16 team. It's tough. The draft alone is tough. Let's put it this way. There's always quarterbacks available in our league as a 10-team league. Your guy goes down, you can pick somebody up. This makes it a little trickier. It does. Where you better know what you have as it relates to a 2-quarterback league, because there are obviously only going to be a maximum of 32 starting quarterbacks in a week. Then you factor in bye weeks, so you don't want to be without. You got to be careful that you always have that quarterback on your roster. So anyway, pros and cons of 2-quarterback leagues. Send me your thoughts on that. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. It's something that I'm considering adding to our league this season. We are a 10-team league. Just a couple of notes. We spoke last week, and most of you know, you're not going to get coaches, head coaches, coordinators, position coaches talking down players this time of year with the OTAs. They're not. OTAs and various camps, they're not going to be talking them down because they're there for a reason. They're there to see what they can do. There's a plan with them or there's an evaluation that is taking place. So, for example, when I see the wide receiver coach of the Houston Texans talking up Will Fuller and how, oh, much bigger role for him this year. Look, Will Fuller's been a nice guy if you were able to grab him on waivers or use him in a daily game if he's healthy. And if he has a quarterback who can throw the ball to him, like when Deshaun Watson was healthy. The problem is that hasn't happened a lot. So we're not getting overexcited about this news on Will Fuller because there's just obvious factors that prevent us from getting excited about it. If he can actually stay on the field and a quarterback can stay on the field to get him the football as well, then yeah, we'll evaluate him accordingly. Until that happens, we're not investing heavy in it. Now, the Texans, a couple of notes, headlines on rotoworld.com. Headline, Texans don't plan to reduce Watson's rushing, this despite the knee injury. This is most of what you hear, and then we went through with the offense change in Carolina. Would this reduce Cam Newton's role in running the ball? In the end, it didn't. A quarterback's legs are generally a tiebreaker, right? If you're stuck between a couple different quarterbacks on who to draft, who to pick up on waivers, or who to play in a particular week, season-long or daily game, the quarterback who produces something on the ground, or even the threat of it, that breaks the tie. That's who you want. It doesn't break the tie maybe against Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't break the tie against a healthy Tom Brady. Maybe not a Drew Brees, but it's close. So Deshaun Watson should be expected to still put up numbers on the ground. Just the threat of that adds to his overall game. That's part of what has put Deshaun Watson in this position. It's part of why Clemson won a national championship. The game clearly has translated to the NFL for the little sample size we got. And if you did grab him on waivers last year for that, what, month and a half that you had him, you loved what you saw. If nothing else, what we read into the Texans saying they're not going to, you know, tell him just no, stay in the pocket or just get rid of the football, it says that they feel good and Watson feels good about being healthy and that he's not slowed coming off that injury. The other note, and the entire Cleveland Browns are going to be interesting to evaluate in fantasy. And again, they're still the Cleveland Browns. So the tiebreaker there is simply no. If you have this player or this player and you're deciding which one to play fantasy-wise and one player is on the Browns, then you take the other player. It works the opposite of the quarterback's legs until further notice. If you we didn't talk about this on a previous podcast. Isaiah Crowell talked about his days in Cleveland and basically said he never knew what his role was. So Cleveland is standing by a head coach who is there for offensive reasons, yet you have a running back who clearly was good enough to be a number one running back and has some talent and even had fantasy value. We didn't know week to week what to do with Isaiah Crowell, and he's now saying, yeah, I don't blame you because week to week I didn't know what they were doing with me. So that's all on Hugh Jackson. The Browns don't do anything until they get rid of him. 1-31. 1 win in 2 seasons. I'm not saying that I'm a better candidate to coach the Cleveland Browns, but if you give me 2 seasons in the NFL, I think I can figure out a way to win 1 game. I think I can. Yeah. So, news out of Cleveland, Carlos Hyde, early favorite to open the season as the starting running back, despite Cleveland drafting Nick Chubb. Tony Grossi, who's a very good writer covering a very bad team, wrote how he expects Chubb to spell Hyde early in the season. But Hyde, at least at this point, looks like he's the top guy going into week one. I'm not looking at Carlos Hyde as a running back that I want on my roster. It's not just because of the Nick Chubb presence. It's more than anything else the Cleveland Browns situation where he's a Cleveland Browns running back now, and I can do a lot better on my roster by having running backs who are not on bad teams. And until further notice, they are still a bad team. So there's things I like about Carlos Hyde. I've never really owned him. I didn't play him a lot in daily games when he was with the 49ers. But all the factors adding up there, even though he's the early favorite to start week one, I don't necessarily think you're putting him on your season-long radar to draft him as anything more than a late round dart throw. Let somebody else do it, right? Let some that the other people in your league who are just looking down at someone else's best running back available chart and they don't know Carlos Hyde's situation, let them draft Carlos Hyde because they're probably going to overvalue him or think they're getting a bargain in him. And they may not even know he's in Cleveland. They may not know about Nick Chubb. So while Hyde is the early favorite to start week one, I might play him in a daily game week one. I might be interested in him on waivers depending on what he does in week one or week two, or if there's negative news on Chubb somewhere along the way. But even though he's the early favorite to start week one, I don't think he's on your fantasy radar as a guy you are going to use a season-long draft pick on. Again, those of you that have or currently play in a two-quarterback league, I'd love to hear your opinions on the pros and cons of it. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Brandon Legal Group. Remember them for when you need them. Okay, this isn't an impulse buy. I know it's not. I sincerely hope you do not live your life on a daily or weekly basis where you are in need of answers to legal questions and legal assistance. But when you do have a legal need, I want you to remember this phone number and I want you to consider calling Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG-4ME, full service law firm. That already answers your question of, full service law firm. Ask the question, call 844-4BLG-4ME. And again, if you play in the golf tournament on July 28th and you just come to me discreetly and say, hey, we're the Brandon Legal Group guys. I'd like to actually know somebody if I need to call them. I'll be happy to introduce you to Colin or any of the guys on the Brandon Legal Group team. They'll be happy to meet you. It'll be hello, call us if you need us. That's it. They won't turn it into a consultation. If you want to say hi to them so you know who you're calling, we'll introduce you on July 28th at the golf tournament. They are big supporters of Todd Wright Tour events, and they'll be there on July 28th. Love to see you there too. 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.